You're listening to the Grumpy Old Comedians podcast with Gary Hu, Darren Sanders, and Mick Meredith.
When's the last time you blokes went to the doctor?
The other day.
Yeah. The other day?
Yeah.
I didn't go not too long ago because I've got to go regularly.
Do you reckon there's a lot of shit doctors out there?
Heaps.
Of course there is.
Heaps.
Well, how do they get their doctor certificate?
But it's the same as anybody in any job. Not everybody loves all their jobs, and doctors have got to be no different.
That wouldn't be a bad job, though, doctoring, would it?
Oh,
horrible,
yuck.
Horrible, why would
you,
horrible.
Oh, no. You got to do some, even GPs, you got
to
do.
You know how if you're feeling sick, go to a doctor's receptionist, go to the waiting room. People look sick.
That's why they're there.
What people wear to go to the doctor. No, but they look sicker than you. I walked in the other day. There was people that clearly hadn't showered.
Yeah,
because they're in tracksuit pants.
Yeah, they're sick.
But at least I had a wash to get there.
Yeah.
Do you get that? Do you go to the big medical center now? The big one?
No.
The big one?
No, I've got a personal doctor.
Really?
Personal one. He comes in.
Yeah.
Really? No.
Remember when they used to do house calls? You come in and they put a thermometer in your mouth and that was about it. Yeah. There you go. Take two of these and see how he is in the morning.
Well, they're all old, but they spoke like that, didn't they?
Yeah. They're all like Jimmy Stewart.
The receptionists are always cranky too, aren't they?
I think you're dealing with a lot of cranky people. Why is that?
But they're never happy, are they?
Greet people with a smile, and it's different. I mean, I'd be if you're a receptionist, everyone's coming in going, crap, and then like, oh Christ, another one.
But no, I agree with Mick. You know what? The receptionists have got a real power role.
Yeah.
You've got to get on with them, or they'll put you back. They'll put you back.
I like when. Do you have an appointment? No. Yeah. Oh, well, we'll see if we can fit you in sometime today.
You don't know when you're going to get sick. You can't make an appointment next week. You don't know if you're going to go there next week.
That's right.
All of a sudden next week you get there and you go, shit, I'm sick. I haven't made an appointment.
Yeah, no, maybe you should just make an appointment every Friday.
And then just call it off Friday. Oh, I can't come. I can't come in today.
They text you now if you make an appointment.
Yeah, dentists do too. Yeah.
And they give you the little vibrating disc like you've bought a schnitzel.
Yeah. Where do you get that?
I go to a pretty big medical centre.
How many people are there?
And everyone's just sitting there with a little disc. Is that mine?
You sitting out in the car park or something?
No.
Must be massive.
Yeah, it's big. It's a big place.
Wow. Well,
why don't you go to a smaller one?
There's everything.
Go to a smaller one. Somebody more personal.
Yeah. I used to. And you know why I stopped going to the small one?
Had big fingers?
No. Because I made an appointment and then sat there, and the two people who walked in who hadn't made appointments went in before me and I spat me dummy. I showed them. I did that.
I bet your face was red that day.
And the receptionist is like, you were first, weren't you? I went, yes, I am, and I haven't got time for this. And you know what? The hindsight, I had time for it. I had nothing else to do. I stormed out. Stormed out and drove home, bought a six-pack.
Yeah. And probably felt a lot better.
I did.
Take six of these and see how you feel in the morning.
I wouldn't want to be a dentist. Mm. Now, talking about, you're saying...
Or a proctologist.
Mm. No.
You know, when you're like a school teacher, you do history and PE. Mm. Imagine if you're a proctologist and dentist.
I wonder what it is that goes on inside your brain.
Maybe you had different patients in there. Like, what are you here to see? Proctologist? I got to see the dentist. I hope I go on before you. My dentist is very... I just left my dentist. I got a new dentist. Yeah. He's cranky.
Yeah?
Too cranky. He told me off because I had brown teeth. Wasn't looking after me. He was like yelling at me. Yeah. And he looks like Lurch. And I was lying on the chair and he was over the top of me, like the scene from the Addams Family.
Oh, right,
I used to go to a dentist who was an ex-Macquarie Street specialist, and he retired from Macquarie Street and just kept his little practice over here on the North Shore.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to him because he was a good dentist. He was the only guy that I've ever met that could actually do a filling without giving me a needle, and he never got the nerve.
Yeah.
But one day, he designed me this... I had a tooth come out, and he designed this tooth on a plate, one tooth, and I could tell when I put it in it was a bad design because it was pulling on a tooth next to it, which was not a very strong tooth anyway. And when I went in, what ended up happening anyway was it loosened that tooth and I lost that tooth as well. And I went in and I said to him, the design you designed was not good enough and it lost that tooth. And he said, no, it didn't. I know what did it.
You should have punched him in the tooth.
What did it?
Well, I said to him, what? He said, never mind.
Oh, really?
Yeah, never mind.
Did you turf him after that?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. But I thought the height of you to tell me you know what did it, and you won't tell me.
Well, that's a bit...
When well, it's my
not,
tooth.
You're not a trained dentist.
I live with my mouth 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year. I know what's going on with my teeth better than any so-called qualified dentist.
Beautiful.
Well, maybe it was a second-hand tooth.
You mean like retreads?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Well, if somebody dies and they got false teeth, they're not going to need them. From the album Dark Side, it's the Backsliders with Dark Side of Newtown, available on iTunes. Do you do your own hair?
I do, yeah.
Me too. Me too. Look at that. The three of us all cut our own hair.
Is that right? I didn't know you did. Although you'd be salon Sanders.
No.
What do you do?
Clippers.
Is that right?
It's just like combing your hair. Put like number 9 or something on the side and a 12 on the top.
I haven't got a haven't had a proper haircut in 12 years, I reckon.
Yeah.
Trim my beard myself.
Well, you've got a lot of maintenance now with your beard, though.
It is. It's like, you know, you've had a beard, but not a big beard.
No.
It's like Operation, you know, that game Operation.
Yeah, you look like the guy from Operation.
You're looking in the mirror and you're like, don't jerk off, don't fucking, look out.
All right, when you clip it, you slip and then you, it's very, very white at the bottom there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very snowy.
Snowy. Do you like that?
Snowy beard. Yeah.
It's not very,
not black beard, white beard. Like you could take the white off and have one of those big chops and moustache and sideburns.
No, they look ridiculous.
Yeah, no.
I hate those.
What about dudes that just have beards and no moustache?
Yeah, that's weird.
That's odd. Yeah, that's There's something weird odd. About those people.
Yeah. They're not even Amish.
No. No, they're not in any of those defence forces.
The Amish, the Navish, the Air Force-ish.
My school principal when I was a kid, he had one of those beards. And then he'd ride a bike to school too.
And socks?
No, he had a clip.
He thought he was
put the clip on the slacks.
In an English movie, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. Chip, chip, cheerio, off to school.
You're listening to the podcast of the Grumpy Old Comedians, so get a grip.
Do you do the self-service at the supermarket?
Nah.
You go to the thing?
Yeah.
Get served by. Whatever you get.
I even go, when I've got more items, I go in that lane still.
All right.
I like the freedom of it.
What, self-service?
And I always fuck it up.
Mm.
I always end up with the assistant. Put your hand going, up. Yeah. What have you done wrong? I go, I don't know. I'm just, you know, going along.
I reckon if you fuck it up, you have to work there for a week. Because it's not that hard.
Every time I go through one, not at a supermarket, but if I do a self-serve at a store where they got those, you put three items through them because you haven't put it in the bag sitting next to it, then it stops.
Mm.
Then you got to call someone over. By the time you call someone over, you think, you know what? You could have just served me.
Yeah.
By now.
But the light flashes, you don't have to call them over.
Yeah, it was like, there's one of the fingers don't come out of the ceiling pointing.
And they got that little piece of paper that they wave, boop, there you go, away you can go again, boop.
Yeah.
But you know when you're standing in the line to do serve, you know the person in front of you is a dickhead, and you go, you're going to be there for ages.
Yeah.
Mm.
What about the people that use trolleys and just block the whole thing?
Mm.
It gives me the shit.
Well, remember that movie Up in the Air?
Yeah.
George Clooney, when he packs to go, and he knows when he goes to the airport, I'm going to go through that lane, I've got to get behind the Asian guy because he's packed small. Behind the family, don't get behind this person. That's what you like at the supermarket.
Yeah.
You see a family in front of you,
no, shit.
Then you see someone... Uh-oh, we've forgotten something.
Man. Or an old lady that likes to chat.
Yeah.
That shits me, that.
Yeah. This could be another TV show. Maybe you go undercover.
Losing your shit at the supermarket.
Nah, undercover, what are they called?
Checkout chick.
Yeah, undercover checkout chick.
What's the result?
No, it'll just be an argument.
All right.
People love that on TV. That's what they want
to
see.
That is true. We love to watch a blue eye.
Mm.
I love it when you hear a blue next door in a block of units and they don't know you can hear it.
Yeah.
And it's so clear, eh? And you just sit there and listen to it and think, this is gold.
Yeah. I love it when I can hear people having sex next door.
Really?
Yeah. No, that depresses me.
I don't want to hear people having sex next door because my daughter's room's next door. I don't want to hear that. I 14 pairs of headphones on if that happens.
Jesus.
Here's Jonathan Lee Jones with Harder Than Before, available at jonathanleejones.com.au.
Been a dream, 'cause I woke up with no shoes on. I know I drink too much then, and it makes you sad. Yeah, but one day when I'm rich and famous, then you'll be glad. Yeah, things seem harder than before, and I can't seem to find the keyhole in my front door. I never, ever, ever get like that. Yeah, things seem harder than before. A well-paid private pilot, not one place I had not been.
so many famous people. Well, I met the Pope, I met the Queen. I wore the red wine, stains on my blue jeans. Looked like I got drunk again. Must have been dreaming. Things seem harder than before, and I can't seem to find the keyhole in my front door. I never, ever, ever get like that. Hell, this I swore. But things seem harder than before. Well, last night in my sleep, I dreamt I slipped away, and there were angels smiling, flying by me. They taught me how to pray. How long? It was a brand new day, and things don't seem so bad. Yeah, things are much better than before, and I finally found the keyhole in my front door. I'll never, ever, ever get like that. Now this I know.
Phrase controversial comment. Do you think that's anything's really controversial? You see it a lot on the news, places like that. You know, oh, so-and-so made a controversial comment. All they did was make a comment.
It usually means they're just telling the truth the way it is.
Yeah. Mm. And it's upset and it's upset somebody.
Yeah. Well, but what can you say now that doesn't upset somebody?
Oh. Nothing. You can't. You do whatever you want.
I'm too scared to comment on Facebook and Twitter. Just in case you're all out there. Well, you're balls deep in it, aren't you?
Yeah.
You love a controversial.
But you don't mean to. You can't. Sometimes you'll just write something and people go hard at you. What the hell?
I just don't get involved. I look at Facebook and think, my God, haven't these people got life?
I mean, we got mates that love to get involved.
Well, the best thing is the Grumpy Old Comedians Facebook page. Of course, you go there and like that, you can hear the podcast.
Yeah.
But personal pages,
some people love drama, though, don't they?
Oh, they do. Yeah. They live for drama. Yeah. Have you ever had those friends where they just can't... They'll go along for like 3 months, everything's happy, but they can't help it. They have to create a blue.
Yeah. Well, it's attention seeking. That's what it is. It's like when people go, you know what, I'm getting off Facebook for a year.
Oh, that one,
You know?
Yeah.
What? Okay, good on you. Yeah, good. What they're wanting to get is people, how come? Why? What is you know? It's like,
don't go.
Just don't do it. If you're going to leave, just leave.
Just write good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the best way to leave a party, eh? Never tell anyone you're going.
Yeah, I'm the sneaker outer. I'm unreal at it.
You just go because they're all pissed, right? And all of a sudden they wake up in the morning and go, oh, I didn't see you. I didn't see Gaz go.
And it's his house.
I find myself not getting invited to parties now because I'm a sneaker outer. Don't invite Meredith because he just turns up and he just goes.
Well, what you should be is a sneaker inner.
Sneaker in,
Don't even get invited, just
when
rock up.
When I was younger, I was good at it. Now I'd be too scared to get stabbed or something like that.
I haven't been to a party for ages.
Mm. We should have one now.
That's because you're on Facebook all the time, bagging people out.
No, I'm not. But I'm just saying generally, like, you know, a dinner party or somebody's birthday party and a backyard party... I can't even think when the last one would have been.
When was the last time you snuck into a party, though?
Well, you know, parties aren't what they used to be.
No, that's
because
what I'm
once upon a time you had a party, right?
When people got there, you
had booze for them.
Yeah.
You had food for them.
Yeah.
Now you say, oh, I'm having a party, and you supply nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to bring it all.
Bring it all.
Well, what's the point? I could stay at my place and drink and not have to worry about driving. Screw your party.
I think the next party, my 50th. That's a long way away.
It's a long way. It's not a long way, but it's only a couple of months for me. The last party I crashed, he's a great...
What? What are you what?
I tell you.
I've got 4 years to go.
What
three
a
and
couple
half.
Of bullshitters.
No, 3.5 years for me.
You look like shit.
All right.
I mean, the last party I crashed was in the 80s, I reckon. Me and my mate at the Easter show. This is a good story, this. At the Easter show. What's something you would not do at the Easter show? The Royal Easter show.
I've never been.
You never been to the Royal Easter show?
Never.
What is something you wouldn't do?
Never
like
been.
This, you know what we did? We dropped acid and went to the Easter show and just walked around.
Yeah?
Just walked around and we had these little bowler hats that said, I'm an alcoholic, buy me a drink. And we somehow stumbled into like the breeders' celebration party at the back of the SCG. Like there are all these blokes, they're all cattlemen and all that walking around. And they got their... suede sleeves on there, the elbow sleeves, and we're just chewing the fat, drinking free booze, having the time of our lives. We were there for, or we were tripping in our heads. We were there for hours. We're probably only there for 4 minutes before someone went, and they're all in cowboy hats, wearing plastic bowler hats, and then one bloke went, "Hang on, you don't supposed to be in here." They kicked us out. It's one of the greatest nights of my life.
Yeah, and I've never been to the show.
If you want to see a big pumpkin, that's where you go.
Yeah,
a lot of big pumpkins here.
Why do they grow big pumpkins?
So they can put them at the bloody Royal Easter Show.
There's no other use for them, is there?
So they want to make big pumpkin soup.
You've been listening to the Grumpy Old Comedians podcast with Gary Hu, Darren Sanders and Mick Meredith. Now, if you're a band or muso and want to be heard on the podcast, drop us a line on our Facebook page, Grumpy Old Comedians.
Grumpy, grumpy, grumpy.